Good morning. It's time for Daily Chapel here at the LCMS International Center in St. Louis. The text is Luke chapter 20, verses 27 through 40. The Reverend Sean Danzer is preaching. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces.
A reading from Luke, this 20th chapter. There came to Jesus some Sadducees, those who deny that there is a resurrection. And they asked him a question, saying, "Teacher, Moses wrote for us that if a man's brother dies having a wife but no children, the man must take the widow and raise up offspring for his brother. Now there were seven brothers. The first took a wife and died without children, and the second and the third took her, and likewise all seven left no children and died. Afterward the woman also died. In the resurrection, therefore, whose wife will the woman be? For the seven had her as wife." And Jesus said to them, "The sons of this age marry and are given in marriage. But those who are considered worthy to attain to that age and to the resurrection from the dead, neither marry nor are given in marriage, for they cannot die any more, because they are equal to angels and are sons of God, being sons of the resurrection. But that the dead are raised, even Moses showed in the passage about the bush, where he calls the Lord the God of Abraham, and the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. Now he is not a God of the dead, but of the living, for all live to him." And then some of the scribes answered, "Teacher, you have spoken well," for they no longer dared to ask him any question. O Lord, have mercy on us.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen. 2 points from our scripture and one from our hymn today. First, our Lord is doing battle. The Sadducees come with their question, and the Lord, to a certain degree, does not really answer their question head on. He does not engage in questions of Moses. He does not argue the minutiae and the rules, even though they presented a question that was all about technicalities or maybe possible contradictions. Our Lord was a real man, and he, as a real man, knew, just as you know, just as St. Luke the Evangelist knows and therefore indicates, that this question was not a sincere question. The details were meant to trap him. It was asked only to ridicule and to undermine the resurrection. We have all the eisegetical details that we need in Luke's little heading. Those who deny that there is a resurrection, the Sadducees, and this question that they ask is part of their denial. Now, this is the season of traps for us, so be on guard. Every sincere question is worthy of an answer, and an inquisitive student who's worthy of an answer will be willing to wait until after class if that question is going to derail the teacher's work. But along with sincere questions, there absolutely are insincere questions too. There will be traps and questions that are meant not to learn something, but to entangle you from other people, to draw you into a protracted argument on false framing, and it is aimed finally to ridicule you. And in such a case, see from the example of Christ, who had no sin, that therefore it is not a sin to sidestep these things and to speak what needs to be said in a proper framing, not to follow someone to your death in their questioning. There's no reason to assume here that our Lord is exercising his divine omniscience in this instance to read their minds and determine their motives, something you and I can't do. He can't read minds. We can't read minds, that is. But Jesus and you can read the room. The scribes, meticulous above all things about Moses, they have to applaud in the end, and it's not just because their opponents, the Sadducees, were shamed. It is because the teacher has not failed in this case at all to present the scriptures, nor has he been mean or cruel or unfeeling or dismissive to these people, not to fall in headlong into their trap. Rather, in the end, it's just as the scripture says. They have digged a pit before me, into the midst of which they are fallen themselves. You may also learn from Christ how, in this season of traps, to be a true churchman when enemies come to ensnare you. Leave them a way of escape. If you must refrain, if you must shift the discussion as they have asked it, if you must treat the matter differently, see that you still lead them into the truth. Our Lord does this most masterfully today in the occasion that follows our text, when he does finally turn the tables on all of these tricky questioners, and he asks them a question. But unlike their traps, our Lord's question, "How can David's son be David's Lord?" is not a trap. It is not flipping the tables to destroy them. It is a question that leads them to salvation. It leads them to God's grace in his Christ, if only they would follow where Jesus is leading. The point of the Sadducee question was to get tangled in knots, taking the ridiculous extreme situation for granted so that finally you will say that the resurrection must be the problem here. Moses laid it out clearly. Well, the point of Jesus' answer, on the other hand, is to confess the true God and to give him glory in his words. I admit, I stole that pious-sounding phrase from Nabil Noor this week, but you know that he's an Israelite in whom there is no guile, no trickery, no traps. We'll see how Jesus' answer leads them to see Moses as the prophet who speaks not about technicalities and complications, but the one who has been confessing the true God and his glory. Moses confesses the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, the God of Jacob, not as past tense, not as the God who once belonged to these dead men, but as the one who still belongs to them. And truly, if we read the scripture, we know that it's the other way around. For the patriarchs did not choose the Lord, but he most surely chose them. The second point from this scripture today is very simple but profound, and we treated it a lot yesterday as concerns our confidence and our comfort. We are all sons of the resurrection. We are heirs awaiting our inheritance that surely will come. We are called this already in death because we cannot die anymore. Those who die a worthy death, that is, those who die in the faith of Abraham, those who see Jesus' day and are glad in him, they also will attain to the resurrection of the dead. What little we can say about the time between our death and the day of our resurrection, we can still say this that Jesus teaches today. We are alive to God. And this leads us to the third point, which is from our excellent hymn by Simon Dock, which is made all the more excellent for us since an actual American-speaking English poet translated it. And in his translation, just as in the original, it was poetically addressed as an imagined conversation contrasting us with the saints in light. Ye saints in heaven, we saints on earth. It would have been fine just as it is, but for fear of invoking the saints, I think they changed it in the hymnal. But the excellence of this hymn is that it joins us so closely, even longingly, to those who live in God and live to God, even though we are parted by death from them now. The point is clear. Just as Jesus makes it today in this gospel. Those saints still live. They are now chanting eternal and heavenly songs that we have not experienced yet, even though Revelation reports them to us. And they have that for which we are still endeavoring, dear friends. How indeed will we, and how will our friends, also, how will our enemies escape the entangling snares and the misgivings and the heartbreakings of this age? We will only attain by the work of the anointed, by the God of the living who looses us from the chains binding us to this age with sin and its corruption. He alone is worthy, but he has put us with our sins to death in his cross so that he may declare us worthy in himself. And that is his glory in action. And we endeavor to be found in it at our end. For as another hymn says, who dieth thus is living still. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Thank you for joining us for Chapel. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces. To learn more about long and short-term opportunities to serve, visit servenow.lcms.org.